Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were talking about how to benefit from the commemoration of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his martyrdom. And we said that it's important for us to try to reach Imam Hussein, to try to get some of the nur and light of the Ahlul Bayt in our hearts. See, brothers and sisters, one of the problems that some of the youth might have is that we might feel that we're already satisfied with the level that we're at, and that sometimes we don't aspire, we don't have high dreams when it comes to spirituality. Even though when it comes to money or financial affairs, we have a lot of dreams. We want to be very rich, we want to be very successful, we want to have a lot of honor. But when it comes to religion, sometimes we think that just the fact that I'm not doing haram, or that I'm staying away, I'm fulfilling my obligations, I'm doing my wajibat, that is sufficient for me. That is a very dangerous attitude, because that is how Satan tricks us. Those that usually go down are those that usually are just barely making it. If we have this approach, it's very easy for us to fall or make mistakes and go down. But if a person has high aspirations and wants to become the best, and this is what has been advised in our narrations for us to have, it's very difficult then for Satan to try to bring him all the way down. That is why one of the important things in the month of Muharram for us to have is that we should aspire to become like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We should try to aspire to become a complete human being in all aspects of life. When we look at the Holy Quran, there is a verse about those that have turned their backs to our message, the Quran says. And it says, وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They turned their backs from our message and they only wanted the dunya. But the verse afterwards, it explains something very important. It says, ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. They wanted the world. Why? Because this was their sum of knowledge. This is how much they understood. When a person aspires only for the world, it is because they have a limited amount of understanding. If they're ma'rifat, if they realize the truth, they would aspire for much greater things. See, some of us are attracted to things that are less important. When we look at the reality, even though having a good career, having financial security is something good, but having aspirations for only material things is not something good. In the narrations, it says not to dream of material things, but it tells us to dream and have hope for the best in terms of spirituality. In some of our narrations, it says that إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ himmatuhu fi salat wa siyam wal ibadah. A mu'min, a true believer, his himmat, his aspiration is in praying and fasting and worship. Wal munafiqu, a hypocrite, himmatuhu fi ta'am wa sharab kal bahima. A hypocrite, his aspiration, his dreams, what he is attracted to, what he goes towards is just food and eating and drink, just like animals. So it's important for us to realize from that verse of Quran that the sum of knowledge of those that preferred the world is because they did not have the understanding, they did not see reality. The reality is that when we get close to Allah, when we get close to the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, there will be a joy, there will be a bliss that is unparalleled from anything else. We are told in our religious texts to try always to aspire for the best. Look in our du'as, أَعْتَنِي بِمَسْأَلَةِ إِيَّاكِ جَمِيعَ خَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَجَمِيعَ خَيْرَ الْآخِرَةِ. Give me the best of the world and give me the best of the akhirat. And also separate from me the evil of the world and evil of the akhirat. We're taught to, when we do du'a for us to become the best of humans, to have this aspiration. There is a story of one of our scholars that have passed away around, say, 200 years ago, Sheikh Murtaza Ansari, that when his mother was asked, how did you raise such a great child that it became Sheikh Murtaza Ansari, she said that, I wanted my child to become like Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and became like Sheikh Murtaza Ansari. I had the himmat, the aspiration for him to become like the infallible Imam, became a great faqih. If we aspire to become someone great, then if we don't make it at the very top, at least we become somebody good. So we are told to have this intention of aspiration to becoming, we want to become someone very great. This is fine. This is how humans should be. I want you brothers and sisters to look at this story, this narration in Nahj al-Balagha. It says that when Imam Ali alayhi salam was in the Battle of Jamal, and they fought and they had victory, there a person tells Imam Ali alayhi salam, tells him that I wish my brother was here so that he could be present, so that he would have seen the victory of that Allah has given to you. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam says something very interesting. He tells him, قَالَ فَقَدْ شَهِدْنَا فَقَدْ شَهِدَنَا. In that case, he was with us. In that case that he aspired, he had the intention to be with us, then he was with us. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam says something very interesting. Not only was that brother that wishes he was in the Battle of Jamal present, he says that in the future, there are people that aren't even born yet, but they are present in this battle. وَلَقَدْ شَهِدْنَا فِي أَسْكَرِنَا هَذَا أَقْوَامٌ فِي أَسْلَابِ الرَّجَالِ. There are people in this army that are present, but in the loins of the men. وَأَرْحَامِ النِّسَاءِ, in the wombs of women. سَيَرْعَفُ بِهِمْ الزَّمَانِ وَيَقْوَى بِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that surely time will bring them out, and they will get strengthened, faith will get strengthened to them. Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about a group of people, they're not even born yet. But he says what? That they will be present in the Battle of Jamal. Why? Because of their intention, because of their aspiration. If we have this intention, that we are present in the strife, in the struggle of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah will reward us. Why? Because we had that aspiration, we had that intention. Look at also in the story of Ziyarat Jabir. Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari visits the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Arba'een and says that وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ مُحَمَّدٍ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا لَقَدْ شَارَكْنَاكُمْ فِيمَا دَخَلْتُمْ فِيهِ. I swear by the person that has sent Prophet Muhammad as a prophet in truth, that we have also participated in this battle, that we have participated in the strife of Karbala. Then Atiyah says, how? How is this true? We haven't fought, we haven't had the same sacrifices. How is this true? مَنْ أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا هُشِرَ مَعَهُمْ وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَمَلَ قَوْمٍ أُشْرِكَ فِي عَمَلِهِمْ. Why? Because whoever loves a group of people will be resurrected with them. Whoever loves an action of a people will also be participating in their actions. We can, with our intention in this month of Muharram, we can aspire to be like the companions of Imam Ali, like the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, like the companions of the entire prophets and all the imams. This is why it's important for us to have this aspiration, to want to become perfect, to want to become like Imam Hussein, and not to limit ourselves to a very basic level that we only want to basically slide by only doing wajibat and staying away from the muharramat. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ.